Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. We are a three-hour talk show where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Today is Saturday, January 26, 2013, and I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Crystal Tones Singing Bowls. CrystalTonesSingingBowls.com is the website. Check it out. I will be joining Crystal Tones also next week in Tucson, which we'll talk about in a minute. That was a little music from Stands With Bear, who's going to be joining us on the show tonight, the first guest, the music artist. And tonight is a full moon. It's time to howl at the moon. It's a full wolf moon tonight. That name came from, well, they say from hundreds of years ago when the Native American Indians called it that because it reminded them of the full snow moon, which is another name for it. It's also known as the old moon or the moon after Yule. So tonight is the full moon. If you haven't seen the moon tonight, go outside, check it out. It's pretty amazing. Also on the show tonight, we're going to be doing a live on-the-air shamanic breathwork meditation at 11 p.m. So get ready. If you're home tonight, start taking some deep breaths, wind down, turn the TV off, light a candle, light some incense. We're going to be joined by Linda Starwolf from Venus Rising Institute. We're going to do a live meditation, and then we're going to take some call-ins. So the station number is 800-313-9443, and we're also going to be giving away some tickets. So all the Ashevillians out there, or people close to Asheville, for Valentine's Day weekend, we have Ciroc coming to town. She is an amazing, amazing hip-hop artist. We got some DJs, electronic music, so it's going to be going down at the Masonic Temple. I'll talk about it more in a minute. But as I said, we have Linda Starwolf coming on the show tonight, so get ready for some shamanic breathwork. Check out shamanicbreathwork.org. We also have George Kavassalis joining us on the show, ourjourneyhome.com. George is a regular on the show. We have him for a full hour tonight, joining us from Australia. We also have Ilya Nubrowski, Portal to Ascension. He is from out in California, who will also be joining us by his Portal to Ascension co-producer Neil. They'll both be joining us. Check out portaltoascension.org. We'll have Ryan Matthew Dernick on the air joining us with some updates on politics, financial earth changes, and world news, and also some world events as they unfold. So he'll be joining us also. Then we have Stands With Bear, our music artist for this evening. So that's the lineup. We also have some more events to announce when we come back. So here's some more Stands With Bear. And when we come back, get ready for one amazing show. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We have an action-packed show for you tonight. We have seven guests. We're still trying to get a hold of Ted with Occupy Wall Street for some Occupy Wall Street updates. But first, just want to mention a couple events that are happening over the next couple months. We're going to be doing a lot of live broadcasts. Check the events calendar on starseedenergyradio.com. We always have the latest events and live broadcasts on there. There's an events tab at the top. And, of course, check out starseedenergyradio.com for the Twitter feed, Facebook, with the iPhone, Android app. And stay connected with us during the week for that. So we have the Crystal Tones Tucson, Arizona Gem Show going on next week. I'll be going out there to meet the Crystal Tones crew, and we'll be out there interviewing. So if you're attending the International Gem Show from February 1st to the 10th, check out the Crystal Tones booth. We'll all be at. Come say hi. Maybe we'll do an interview. We'll be set up. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Tucson Expo Center. Check out crystalsingingbones.com. And with that, the guys at Crystal Singing Bowls also gave me a set of crystal bowls to play on the airwaves, because that's part of what we do, is to put out that positive energy, that love, that vibration. So everyone just take a minute. I'm just going to play a crystal bowl real quick just to set the intention before our first guest stands with Bear. So just close your eyes and just let this frequency penetrate you. Probably doesn't sound as good as if you were sitting here, but that feels amazing. We also have a first caller tonight giveaway ticket to the Ciroc concert happening in Asheville, Valentine's Day weekend, February 16th to 2013. We're doing it at the Masonic Temple in Asheville. It's awesome. They just opened it up to the public about a year ago. It's like a five-story Mason temple downtown, and we're going to be bringing light and love to the Mason Temple. That is what's up. So that's happening tonight. When you hear this song on the show tonight, that song, House of Pain, jump around, call in, and you'll get a free ticket to Sir Rock live in Asheville, Valentine's Day weekend. I said Asheville, Valentine's Day weekend. You can also buy tickets. You go to the Facebook page. You can check out my page or Wendy Owens page. Check that out. And for all college students who buy a ticket, only $5 to get in with student ID. Not bad. We also have the Cosmic Reunion Fourth Density Conference happening March 30th and 31st at the Temple of Light in Irvine, California. We'll also be doing a live broadcast. I'll be going out there as well. And also, if you buy tickets, go to portaltoascension.org. If you enter the special code STARSEED, for all the listeners out there, you get a special 10% discount. So when you buy tickets, enter STARSEED, STARSEED, for a 10% discount at portaltoascension.org. There's going to be Laura Eisenhower, ex-president Eisenhower's granddaughter, Dr. Dream, Peter Sterling, Cindy Crawford. Amazing lineup. So check that out. And also the producers of Portal to Ascension are coming on the show tonight also to tell us about it. Check out also the last one I'm going to mention, and then we're going to jump into our first guest. But he is part of this. It's the Starseed Alliance Conference 2013 happening in Sedona, Arizona on March 8th. Join as they celebrate a return to the power of you to truly embody whom you've always been. Embrace your future self, reawaken your Starseed DNA, discover your truth and your role in the world, and learn how to embrace the new 5D paradigm. Check out StarseedAllianceInternational.com. There's going to be some amazing speakers out there, some regulars of the show, Arcturus Ra, Krista. I'll be heading out there, and also Dr. Elizabeth Colton. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing event. Check out StarseedAllianceInternational.com. If you didn't have a pen with you, just go to the events page on StarseedAndroid.com, and all the information I just went over for those four events is on the events page. And with that, we're going to jump into our first guest tonight, our music artist guest, who is also going to be speaking and playing music at the Starseed Alliance Conference happening out in Sedona. That's Randall Stands With Bear, who plays what some call a native edge type music. He's traveled the country extensively, utilizing his music, healings, and channelings to assist others in their growth, life, and reaching their true potentiality. Being a channel of the Divine Brotherhood and many masters, he's given many classes as well as private sessions. He as well was a special guest speaker at the Art Bell Chat Club here in Arizona, where the conference is going to be, where he spoke on Star Children and the Brotherhood of Light, something we talk about very regularly on the show because we're all children of the stars. We're all made up of that universal oneness consciousness, that fabric of the universe. Call it what you will. As we always say, we're all one. And with that, Stands With Bear, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
Very well. Good to hear from you, Brother Jonah.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on and taking the time. And I know we got the event to talk about, but first I want to talk about your music. You're on the show tonight as a music artist, and we're playing your music, which is sort of a native edge, as some call it. But let's first talk about when your first awakenings were to these greater energies, and obviously you've been awakened for a while because you've been doing your music for a while. So was there like a pivotal moment where you woke up, or were you sort of just into these energies since you were young? Did you have abilities, or what did the first start for you, and how did it transpire to your music?
Boy, that's like a whole show itself.
I know, right?
Just to get a synopsis of it, you know, one thing, I'm actually going to work on a book in this some point called Out of Chaos Comes Beauty, because generally what had happened to start me off on what I do is when I was 3 years old, my mom's babysitter actually had, for some reason, flipped out and beaten me severely. And at that point, the extroverted child became the introvert. And obviously, I had no trust for the world anymore, go figure. And so I went into that sacred place, that secret place within myself, and at that point I discovered my angelus, my teachers, my guides, and as well as my star brothers and sisters who have taken me aboard their vessel a few different times and taught me many, 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 many different things. And, you know, that was just the first foray into it, and then from that point on, car accidents that I survived, I should have perished, and you know, there's a reason I'm called Stands With Bear, because I've actually stood with two different bear in my life, and That's a whole other story. I'm still here to, you know, tell about it. But there were so many experiences that happened, Jonah, that I kind of had no choice to look at myself and go, you know, this isn't normal. This is not what normal people go through, right? So, formerly, I was a lead vocalist of several different rock bands years ago. We opened up for, like, Molly Hatchet and Black and Blue and Wasp and, you know, White Lion, several different bands. But when I moved to Sedona, it totally changed up my spirit. You know, first time I picked up a flute, believe it or not, my friend Jean-Pierre Gomez, who's an amazing flute maker, got like a 3-month waiting list now, he showed me just the fingering of it. Place your finger down at this point. And I swear to you, as God is my witness, Jonas, the minute I started playing the flute, I played like I do today. You know, I picked up different techniques along the way, but, you know, I like to say that I kind of put the flute in my lips and the breath of God comes through me, and that's what I play, because everything that I do is through spirit. I mean, even when I go in the studio, I light some stage and I go, okay, Father, what do we play? And everything that comes through is right then and right there, and every single time, and I promise you, it's just like exactly the way it's supposed to be. I'm the first take. Beautiful. You know, so it's just amazes me. I mean, like I said, we could do a whole show on this.
You know, it's beautiful, and that's why I asked that, because I always have on what I call enlightened music artists like yourself, where you're aware of these energies, this creativity that comes from Creator, from Source. And there's always usually, like you said, at 3 years old, this pivotal moment that happened where something changed for you. And that's why I like to ask that question regularly, because there's always a story. There's always a pivotal moment, and people can relate to that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and I agree with you. I was in 18 car accidents myself and survived every single one of them, and I was never hurt in any of them. And I was hospitalized many times just from being OD'd on either pills or alcohol from being in the accidents. So, you know, I've always wondered myself through all these experiences, why am I still alive? How can it even be I'm still alive after all this? There has to be a reason. So we're definitely similar, and I think a lot of us out there are like that. A lot of addicts and drug addicts and alcoholics are really highly advanced star seeds or indigos, call us what you will, that are just having a hard time dealing with being here on the planet because it's very dense and it's not what we're used to. And I think everyone's a star seed and it's coming from that sort of background. So it's definitely a tough path for, I think, anybody to walk here on planet Earth, especially at this time.
Well, like I tell a lot of my clients in that I work with, because I mainly work with Starseed. If you go to, you know, Center for the New Age, where I'm currently, where I do my healings and readings, if you walk in and you look in, it says Starseed Ambassador. That's what's on my flyer, you know, and I have no qualms about saying that that's what I am, because that's who I am. You know, as you know yourself, you get to the point where so many incredible things have happened to you that you can no longer deny who you are, you know, and to be honest, be damned what anybody else says, because the point is, you know, we're here to walk our path, you're here to walk your path. And too many people are all trying to get on everybody else's path when we have our actual individuality and our individual path that we have to walk. And as far as Starseed goes, in my experience with all my clients that I deal with, mainly Starseed, there's always something that initiates it. It's always something of some kind of either a car accident or a brutality or just something of dysfunctionality that happens that literally draws them up out of themselves and refocuses them. And then they come to the understanding that, you know, they're looking in the mirror and they're like, that's not me. You know, that's not me. You know, I'm sure you went through that yourself.
Absolutely.
So,
hold on, Stanza Bear. We got to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll finish up that thought, and we'll also talk more about the Starseed Conference that you're putting on coming up in March. So hang on right there. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're joined by our first guest, music best guest tonight, Randall Stands With Bear. And also on the show tonight, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have a live on-the-air shamanic breathwork meditation with Linda Starwolf around 11 p.m., about a half an hour, 40 minutes from now. So start slowing down your breathing, light some candles, light some incense, and just get in that zone. And it's going to be really fun and exciting to do that with Linda Starwolf. She's been on the show before, and it's good to have her back. And we'll also be joined by George Kavassalis. And, of course, we're going to be giving away a free ticket tonight to the Ciroc concert in Asheville. So when you hear the song House of Pain Jump Around, call 800-313-9443. That's the station number, and they'll give you your free ticket. First caller, 800-313-9443, when you hear that song House of Pain Jump Around. We'll play it at some point over the next 2.5 hours. So we'll jump back into Stands With Bear, and we were talking about your music and some of the things and experiences that got you into it. And I know you were just finishing up a thought before we went to commercial break, so if you want, just jump back into that.
Well, you know how John Lennon used to say once, Jonah, that luck comes on when you're making other plans, right? During the break, my star friends actually had said something for me to say to you guys. And first, you know, you kind of touched in a little bit of people with alcohol abuse and drug abuse and things like that, and starts to get a bad rap for that, because to be honest, it's that they're very lonely. You know, they feel like they got dropped off in this place and they're abandoned. And I would make a call from my heart to all the starseed out there to let you know that you're not alone. You never have been. When they took me when I was 9 years old and I saw the holographic image of you, they showed me at that time there was over 8 million of us here when I was nine. Okay. And Now there's probably over about 800 million of us here. So you're definitely not alone. Our time is now, and this is why we're stepping up. The new world is why we're here. We're here to pretty much break the old paradigm. You know, for lack of a better term, I suppose you could say we're the system busters. And might
I
add?
I was just going to say that.
Might I add? Proud of it, you know. But that's exactly what we are, because everyone needs to understand, even all the traditions that go way back when, it's simply knowledge that's been regurgitated over and over and over and over. In the new world, yes. It's about new thought, new philosophy, new music, new understanding, new architecture, new world. That's what it represents. And so in order for that to happen, much like when you have a plant, if one of the leaves are dying, what do? You clip the leaf off. Because that plant loves itself so much that it will shove all of its energy, its life force, into that little leaf just so that it survives. So we have to clip off the leaf so it can flourish and grow. Well, the same thing with the old paradigm. That's the dead leaf. In order for us to flourish and grow and move forward, we have to do exactly that so that we can bring life to this world and the universal spectrum once again.
And I think we could see that all over the planet with these old systems that are coming down and debt and this and financial. So there's definitely a paradigm changing, and many of us feel it, that the shift is happening. It's not just something that was going to happen overnight or something that was going to change the whole world overnight. And it's a process. So there's an important conference and something that you're doing. Let's jump into that, because that's really something that, you know, can be done in any city worldwide, and it's just bringing star seeds together. So tell us about this conference that you and Susan, your partner, have put together.
Well, my beautiful Susan and I, this was our brainstorm. 2 years ago, I'd had this idealism, and then I brought it to her, and, you know, when your guides say go, you just, you know, in fact, they actually said build it, and they will come. And so this is kind of what's unfolded for us. And the idea behind it was, you know, there's a lot of Bashars out there. There's a lot of the Dorian Virtues, a lot of the people that have been doing this for a long time. The reason that we want to do this, it's a platform that we believe to launch the new leaders in the new world, the people that have a voice of importance and have something to say. A lot of us have been here a long time, many, 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 many lifetimes, and have been even in, you know, from pauper to king. And each one of us, in some way, shape, or form, including yourself, Jonah, have been those very well-known individuals throughout history that literally shifted the entire consciousness of mankind in the direction that it was supposed to be. That's our job. That's what we do. So I'm honored to do this conference. You know, we've got such wonderful people. We have Arcturus Ra. We have Krista. Christopher Love, who's all about embodying, you know, the angels. Of course, we have the musical guests are Thunderbeat, and she's also one of our presenters. She's amazing as well and has been doing this for a long time about the Mayan prophecies and that. And then, of course, we have, you know, your beautiful Elizabeth Colton, and we're very excited about that. And, you know, we also have Three Trees, who's well known for his drums, and then, of course, Element 115, who was a band that opened for the Roswell Festival, I believe it was last year. So we have a lot of really great things going on, but the main objective is our vision of what we want for the future, and because this is going to go global, brother. This is not just going to be this event, you know. So
absolutely. Well, thanks, Stanza Bear, for coming on the show, and absolutely, Starseed Alliance International is definitely paving the path, as many of us are, and hopefully collaboration together to bring this to more cities throughout the world. So check out StarseedAllianceInternational.com. And Stans with Bear, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll have
and by the way,
on.
just for a moment, Jonah, I almost forget, our new presenter that we just added is Ryan with Team Light. So anybody Googles Team Light, they know what that's all about. So that's
excellent.
The Raw Group is in effect.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And now we're going to jump to our next guest, who is a regular on the show. But first, remember, on the show tonight, we're giving away a free ticket to the Sir Rock concert happening Valentine's Day weekend. So all the Asheville-ians out there or people local to Asheville, call in when you hear House of Pain jump around, 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. If you haven't gone out and howled at the moon yet, oh, 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 go out and howl at the moon. It's a full wolf moon tonight. The moon is amazing. I just went out before the show, walked my dog, Ziggy Bear. Shout out to Ziggy. And checked out the moon. So check it out. It's amazing. And we're going to go to Ryan Matthew Dernick, who is a writer for GCN Network and also founder and author of Bellwether Post. Bellwether Post, by definition, is a trendsetter, a trailblazer, and one who leads a movement. Ryan definitely does that. He comes on the show almost weekly to update us on politics, finances, earth changes, world events as they unfold. And he has an amazing website himself. Check out bellwetherpost.com. He's always putting up new articles and new stuff on there. So, oh, the station says that they got his machine. They're trying him again. Okay. So if they can't get Ryan, then we're going to try Ted, Edward Twitchell Hall III, because he did pop up and he is on Skype and he said he is available to Skype in. So we'll get an update from Ted and we'll have to try Ryan. Well, we'll just give another update on the events coming up. Just so you remember, the Ciroc concert is going on, event Valentine's Day weekend. We're doing a live broadcast in the Masonic Temple downtown Asheville. You could get tickets at the events page or call in tonight to get them. We also have the Tucson Gem Show going on That is happening next week from February 1st to the 10th. I'll be out there as well doing some live broadcast interviews. And then we have the Starseed Alliance Conference and also the Cosmic Reunion. So check out the events page on all those events and get involved. There's also be live webcasts and broadcasts for some of them. And now we got Ryan and Matthew Dernick on the air. So without doing anything else and wasting any more time, we'll jump to Ryan's updates and interviews. Ryan, how are you doing this evening?
Very well, John. How you doing?
Doing good. You sound a little muffled, your connection there, so I hope it clears up.
You hear me?
But, yeah, it sounds pretty bad. Let's jump into some earth changes. What's been going on the volcanic and earthquake activity? There's some couple earthquakes that happened around the world. What can you tell us? I can't really hear you. Let's try calling Ryan back because it's a really bad connection. Yeah, let's try calling Ryan back. We got a bad connection. So anyways, there's some good sites to check out. You have naturalnews.com, 2012 Earth Changes is another one. You have whatreallyhappened.com is a good news. I'm just giving out some news websites where you can see some alternative news and stuff they don't report in mainstream media. A perfect example of how they like spin news is when even I got this news article about the full moon on CNNBC. They start off in the article by saying that only a couple hundred years ago the Native Americans started the full moon new full moon story, meaning that just a few hundred years ago natives like were just here. That's how they wrote it. When we well know Native Americans have been here for a very, very long time, and we eradicated like 99% of them when we came here, so by genocide and getting them sick and everything else. So anyways, you know, that's another way where the mainstream media slanters news and spins it. It's just by little comments like that. Or just 100 years ago, the Native American Indians thought of this. But meanwhile, they've been here for a long time. Anyways.
Jonah, can you hear me now?
Now you're back with us. Absolutely.
Excellent.
All right, good. So let's jump into some earth changes and stuff.
Certainly. In regards to solar activity, the geomagnetic field was quiet to unsettled on January 25th. Solar wind speed at SOHO ranged between 280 and 390 kilometers under the influence of a high-speed stream from coronal hole 550. And overall, the background X-ray flux was at the V1 level. Regions that were being noted that by spotted regions by the Solar Weather Prediction Center were S2191 and gained a tiny trailing spot, S192. Lost two spots while the remaining spot enlarged, and a new region, S2193, emerged with several spots, and new region S1294 emerged with tiny spots. Another one was S1295 and emerged with a tiny spot. And on January 24th to 25th, no coronal mass ejections or solar flares were Earth-directed, observed by LASCO and stereo imagery. And on January 23rd, a partial halo of CME was observed after a filament eruption in the northeast quadrant to the west of AR11662. Now, this CME could reach Earth on January 26th or 27th, so either today or tomorrow morning it should arrive. And in regards to volcanic activity, Kvaert reports no appreciable changes in eruptive activity at Kamachikan volcanoes. Lava extrusion continues at Tolbachik, Kizmen, Shabuk, and Bezimini, with accompanying seismic activity ranging from high to low levels. As Strombolian explosive activity continues, there are small local earthquakes interspersed between decreasing regional aftershocks are still visible on seismographs from Tonga Volcano and the Aleutian Arc, and that's again by Alaska, between Alaska and Russia. Seismicity has increased dramatically at or near Katmai Volcano and Alaskan Peninsula, and during the same period, many of the event locations showed in Lamina map date earthquake. Show a swarm preceding the volcano. So if you want, you can go and check out USGS and you can pull up that information on the volcanology in regards to that region.
This is stuff people should pay attention to. Solar activity, stuff like that, solar flare happens.
Seismicity, definitely.
People should be aware. Absolutely.
They're all correlated. And small explosions and rock falls and volcanic earthquakes have increased at Colima Volcano in Mexico overnight, as have the exhalations of gas and small amounts of ash at nearby Popocatépetl volcano in Mexico. Emissions at the volcano now occur at an average rate of nearly 3 per hour, so it has increased since last Saturday in regards to just 1 per hour. So seismicity is relatively high at the volcano, with numerous earthquakes and volcanic tremors visible on today's seismogram in Popocatépetl in Mexico. Emissions of gas and ash are frequent at Santa Maria volcano in Guatemala, as station STG6 showed, but seismograms from the volcano show little energy being expended. Activity at nearby volcanoes Fuego and Pacaya remain subdued. And seismicity at San Cristobal volcano, Nicaragua, is now approaching background levels with frequent volcanic earthquakes and low-level volcanic tremors. In other areas, a swarm of volcanic earthquakes with increased volcanic tremor began 2 days ago at San Miguel volcano in El Salvador, and there are also regional tectonic earthquakes as well in the area. In other areas, there are co-eruptive seismicity. It appears to have diminished dramatically overnight at Reventador volcano in Ecuador, and on to other volcanic activity in Copahu volcano in Chile-Argentinian border. Overnight, there was 80 volcanic tectonic and low-frequency earthquakes that occurred, and this is addition to the 25 other volcanic tectonic earthquakes that have also occurred in the area. Continuous volcanic tremors and over 2,000 non-classified events are believed to be related to the degassing process, which has occurred at the volcano during the same period. So there is a lot of activity, and in conclusion, White Island, which is in New Zealand, has had numerous small earthquakes dotting the seismograms of both that area as well as in Tongara and the Rupea volcanoes this morning. Other than that, there was recent satellite imagery that came out showing large amounts of sulfur dioxide-enriched plumes drifting toward Tabajic, Popocatépetl, Nevada, Del Ruiz, and the Narango volcano as well, and Vanuatu as well. So there's sulfur dioxide venting going all around the planet at major volcanic sites that I've elaborated on just now. So there is a lot of sulfur dioxide, and actually it is a greenhouse gas. I don't know if anyone knows that, but it is one of the constituent greenhouse gases that actually increases warming, or it can also subsequently cause cooling, depending on the times of year. So in regards to other news going on,
let's jump into we don't have that much time. I want to jump into what's really going on with the Middle East, because there's lots of stuff going on over there, and I really want to get to that. So if we can, let's jump into that.
Okay, yeah. I know, Jonas, so many things are happening at once that it's hard to know what's really important and meaningful in the long run in the Middle East. This does contrast with the long stretch from actually the 1960s to the 1990s, where there were only three major things that actually shaped the countries in the region. The Arab-Israeli conflict, as I've discussed with you, state building and socioeconomic developments in the region, and the local ideological and military ramifications of the global Cold War. Now, in the last month, and especially last week, the Middle East has had a kaleidoscope of many important events and other conflicts arise. And the most significant or even historic ones are Syria's worsening conflict, and its impact on neighboring states. As you know, since March 2011, Jonah, there has been 60 or a little over that, 22 months, there's been 60,000 civilians in and around Syria that have been killed. Along with that, you have the French-Algerian-led military moves against Islamic militants in Mali, and that is being met with French forces as well. As you've been hearing in the news, and they are gaining some ground. And then the resumption of large-scale political tensions and bombings in Iraq, including some troubling Arab-Kurdish clashes, the imminent resumption of Western Iranian negotiations, and next week's this past, we have the Israeli elections and the expected return to power to strengthen Benjamin Netanyahu, who wants to expand the settlement, as you've been hearing as well in the news, which is only going to conflagrate the situation between the Palestinians and the Israelites over in the Western Bank. So everything is culminating right now. A lot of things are definitely a sign that something is coming. So low-level tensions also among various groups of citizens in Jordan, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, and other small Gulf countries are also increasing. So there's just a lot of disparity
and tension, as always.
A lot of tension going on, really. It's really between the Sunni and the Shia. You have to do your own research on that, but there's a difference in opinions between the Sunni and the Shia. And what's going on in Syria, actually, is the Alawite is basically the tribe which Assad is part of, are expanding their control. And Syrian opposition say that over 20 were killed just today in Homs. And the opposition accuses militia loyal to President Assad for killing 200 Sunni civilians in massacres over the last 2 weeks. And so this is an ongoing saga with now more than 20 people killed in the Syrian city of Homs on Saturday. And
there's stuff going off, what, in Cairo, there's protests? And
oh, yeah, protests in Cairo. You had the whole iration in regards to the last year's February. There was a travesty at a soccer game where dozens were killed. And so they actually had an execution where they had a couple people that came for the trial that were blamed, and there were about 31 people that perished in Cairo because of the outcry from last year's soccer games, where Hosni Mubarak was actually putting on trial to please people outside of Cairo, outside of Egypt mostly, that came to this game because of what had occurred. And so you just have a lot of things going on. And then on top of that,
crazy? They hang 21 people in execution,
right?
And then 30 people die trying to save those 21 people.
What is going
on in the world? I'll tell you what.
Right?
Right now, anyone who calls into this station, 800-313-9443, let's play the song House of Pain Jump Around. Right now, call into the station. Free ticket. Alright, call into the station right now. First caller gets a free ticket to Ciroc, 800-313-9443. Just wanted to break up the monotony of the violence in the Middle East a little bit with some House of Pain Jump Around. I love that track. Had to do it, Ryan. Had to do it.
No, no worries. I love that track as well.
So let's jump into some more news. Actually, we just got a thing from the station where Ted from Occupy Wall Street is going to jump on the line for a little bit. We're going to get some updates with him. So is there any real important stories to go over before you go that we could jump to Ted, Ryan? I know there's a lot
other
to talk
than that,
about.
Other than that, the sky will not fall. We've averted the fiscal cliff and everything, and we pushed back the date. The U.S. House of Representatives pushed back the date the 23rd, and so we won't have to worry about our debt increases or anything like that, or problems with doing budgetary refinancing until May 1st. But thereafter, the stipulation that the U.S. House put in there into the legislation that they pushed through to avert the debt ceiling, if you will, is to push it back to May 1st. But if they don't solve it by May 1st, then the congressional employees and government employees, they don't get the government benefits. So I see that as a positive impetus for them to get things solved, hopefully, in regards to our debt crisis.
Excellent. And your blog is bellwetherpost.com. As always, thank you for coming on the show. You're always putting out great articles, great information, and that's why we always have you back, because it's the information that keeps us aware of what's really going on in the world and around the planet. And a great master is to be aware of everything. So, Ryan,
exactly.
As always, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jonah.
Awesome. No worries. And we're going to jump on to our next guest. We have Edward Twitchell Hall, the third, coming on, and he just messaged on Skype that he has some time. He's going to update us about some amazing things. He originally came on as Occupy Wall Street Updates, and he has spun into some amazing projects and has taken part in some amazing things that are happening all over the planet. So the station is currently bringing him in right now. And just to give you a little update on what he's going to be talking about is Idle No More National Day of Action, which is Monday. There's a Facebook, Twitter, stuff like that. Idle No More, and you can connect with your friends and cities that way. Also, you could follow Edward Twitchell Hall III. And there's some information on there. And with that, Ted has joined us. Ted, how are you, Starbro? How's everything going?
I'm doing really great, Jonah. How are you guys over there?
Doing good. I know we're going to cut the commercial break in about a minute or so, but you have some exciting news that you want to tell us. And just give us the headlines when we come back. Let's jump into it.
Sounds good.
So give us the headlines of some of the stuff and updates you're going to update us on.
The headlines are that basically Idle Nomura is continuing to grow rapidly. There are people all over the planet getting engaged, and on Monday is a really big day. We got a whole year to look forward to in the Northeast of planning, and things are really starting to come to a head between what Obama now getting sort of some pressure from Congress for some unconstitutional acts and everything that we can see within our network. This is a major, major season for our re-engagement. So there's Excellent. Just planning on every front from innovative law to getting back on the streets.
Great. America Inverts Act, Trans-Pacific Partnership, all that we're going to talk about when we get back. So hang on right there. Ted, here's some more Stands with Bear. We'll be right back after these messages.
Eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Star City Energy Radio. We're joined by Edward Twitchell Hall, the third Ted, and we're going on some updates of all different stuff that Ted was talking about earlier. So, Ted, let's jump into some of the first things, which is Idle No More National Day of Action on Monday. Tell us about how people get involved and what's going to be going on.
Well, first things first, just go to your, unfortunately, on Facebook or any friends and just look up Idle No More in your city or your town. Monday is going to be a really big day, a really big time to gather for people who really understand the importance of First Nations rights and respecting treaties in our struggle to save our air, water, and soil. So, you know, humanity is being assaulted by private industry like Monsanto and the petroleum industry. And, there's a lot of histories being made this year. This is one for like the prophecies. And so just go, and I'd say for non-indigenous, peoples, just to be extremely respectful and to try to help hold space, because the First Nations in America have been the most heavily assaulted group in the world. These are prisoners of war in their own land for hundreds of years. The common line and thread of all of the different nations is a respect for nature, which is what we need right now in this country, because we've gotten so disconnected. So
that's right. Absolutely.
Really great for everybody to come and support the First Nations and to be, I'd even say as an Anglo white person whose family is, a lot of my family is First Nations, it's important for those of us of a settler heritage to recognize our place in extending the olive branch, and to create the space and to not be afraid to help educate our other fellow Anglo friends, because this is an assault that's gone so long, and it's going to require a lot of education, much like the civil rights movement.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I'm focusing some of my efforts with the Sustainable Community Housing DominicoVillage.com with some of the Native Americans out here, because if anyone deserves new technologies and projects like that, it is the Native Americans, which we wiped out over 99% of them. You're talking millions and millions and millions of Native Americans were killed purposely by our ancestors that came here, and it's like totally hidden from history or erased from history or slanted or changed, whatever it is. So it's definitely something people need to look into, because I was blown away when I saw the numbers of how many masses of millions of Native Americans we killed when we came here. It just still blows my mind. So definitely to get involved and spread awareness about that. So that's amazing that's going on. And where can people find out more information about some of the other projects and stuff you're doing?
Well, go to peoplespatentprocess.org. This is really helped click together everything that my group has been working on in the city, because we were all about indigenous rights, social justice, and open innovation, and now we can really focus on open innovation, because all of us, everybody's really finding their flow this year. And so on March 13th, 2013, there's going to be this is really soon, this is in like 2 weeks, we're basically going to lose the capacity to invent in the United States. As individuals, because of the America Quote Invents Act, which is brought to us by the same congressman who brought SOPA into conversation. What it does is it switches the law from the first to invent being the one that has a right to reproduce the content or the product, to then the people who are first to file. It's a gigantic land grab, and it connects to a broad sweeping international trade agreement kind of movement by these corporations embodied by the TPP. And wow. There's a negative.
Ted, we're out of time, but I want people to Google that information. And thanks as always for coming on. We'll have you back in a week or two to update us.
With